even though this is a car accident, you must give the testimony the same attention and care that you would the testimony in a murder case. As you can see, this young lady has been seriously wounded. It is up to you to decide where the fault for her injuries lie. I want you to give the testimony here the same attention that you would want the jurors to give if you were on trial here today. The defendant is charged with reckless driving and driving while under the influence. You should give careful attention to all the facts presented in this case, including the fact that the defendant has been previously arrested for this same offense on more than one occasion. You should also remember the fact that the plaintiff also has several arrests for driving under the influence and was ordered to do community service on the most recent charge. The facts have already been presented through the photographs you have been shown and the testimony of the various witnesses. You will hear more witnesses today. And although the story becomes more confusing as each day of the trial passes, you must do your best to follow the events of the day of the accident very carefully. The homeless man who testified yesterday may or may not be a credible witness, since he is the only eyewitness. It will be up to you to determine whether or not you believe his testimony. All matters of fact are up to you to decide, from sorting out the facts, listening to the testimony, and deciding which you believe and which you do not believe. You will be allowed to take notes during the trial. These notes should not be allowed to distract you from listening to the testimony.